guys, we're back, and today we're talking about Joseph Mengele, also known as the Angel of Death. He was involved in the Holocaust. Basically, he did a bunch of tests and surgeries on twins. Sadly, only 25% of those successfully made it and were alive, which was about 200 kids, which means that 1,500 died. And the tests, he would try to change their eye color and connect their organs, make them conjoined twins. The reason he did this was because he went to the University of Munich, and 2 years later he became the assistant of the Institute of Heritable Biology and Racial Hygiene at Frankfurt. The second phase in his life is when he decided to join the Nazi Party in 1938. He was drafted into the military like he was going to do a bunch of military service, but however, he ended up getting injured and had to go home, which was one of his toughest times in his life, trying to figure out how he was going to make money and get back into work while still serving his country and being able to live. Within a month of him being a second-in-command, he arrived at Auschwitz. The outbreak of Norma erupted in the gypsy camp. Mengele decided that he was going to send over 1,000 gypsies to the gas chamber. A simple solution, right? No, he killed thousands. Another time that this happened was with the women's camp. A month later, the doctors sent more than 600 women with typhus to the same fate. Mengele and a group of his officers circled a fire pit before about 10 dump trucks filled with children arrived. The dump trucks backed into the fire, and Mengele and the other officers started throwing the children into the fire pit. The children screamed and they were burned, while others managed to crawl out of the pit. But Mengele and his other officers walked around the pit with sticks, pushing them back into the fire, killing them. Later in Joseph Mengele's life, he suddenly kind of realized that all the Russians were going to attack Auschwitz from the east, so he decided to head west for home without telling anyone. He escaped for almost 6 years, and they started looking for him. He moved back to his hometown, Gunzburg, where his family owned a huge factory. It was the largest employer in town. And then after those 6 years, they finally started noticing that they were looking for him, so he moved to Italy and then ended up sailing to Buenos Aires for 2 years in 1959. After 2 years of them trying to get him out of the country, they said no, that it was a political and not criminal crime. He vanished again, home for his father's funeral, and his town decided to keep him a secret for 6 weeks while he was there. And after that, he even escaped to Egypt, but they didn't want him because they didn't want to cause any drama with any other countries. And then he decided that he would stay home for a while. This summarizes that, once again, him going through one of his toughest times was him running from Hitler while he was just trying to live his last years as by himself and do the doctorate practice that he wanted to do on twins the way he wanted to and not have to, you know, kill them or kill as many for that matter. But while he was in Buenos Aires, he was in this hotel that they let him practice all of his doctorate stuff without a license and let him do whatever he needed because they felt that he was one of the smartest men ever.